This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 133 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Buddy Joe Savage, Roads of Hope, going to join us here in just a second. My friend Angela at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry that I bet daily gets busier and busier as we get close to Christmas, joining us now. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, man. How you doing today?
Doing good. Let me throw this curveball as we start off, though. You know, out of the places people will go to buy Christmas gifts, it's all going one way. People are buying things from that place, but the difference is y'all got all the great gifts that we'll talk about, but y'all are also still buying precious metals from folks as well, right? So, I mean, I can come in and sell some things and get money for my Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just got off the phone with somebody that's coming down. He has a budget in mind. He saw a piece of jewelry that he absolutely loves looking at our online store. He's going to sell some silver, possibly sell some of his gold bullion that he's been collecting over the years, buy a beautiful piece of jewelry for his wife. And ultimately, his goal is to be out of pocket, $0 and 0 cents, and it looks like we're going to be able to make that happen for him.
I like that. On the purchasing side, give us some ideas, some thought starters for folks out here that said, okay, this year I'm actually going to get my Christmas shopping done before Christmas Eve. Give me something to think about.
Probably the most popular thing we've talked about for years now are those engravable Christmas bars and rounds, everything from the nativity scenes to Santa Claus to, you know, peace and love. We've also got the military branches, American flag. You can get those engraved on the backside. So that's a one-ounce piece of silver, 1 ounce of 999 fine silver, sometimes in a bar shape, sometimes in a round shape with the Santa Claus scene or something on one side, custom engravable on the back so you can put the person's first name, maybe their initials. They know you were thinking of them, know it was gifted specifically for them, not just a random thing you grabbed on the way over to the party. Those are extremely popular this time of year. The Open L knives, we have a lot of people coming in looking at gifts of both silver and gold, whether you're looking for strictly gold bullion items or if you're looking for a cool rare coin like a $10 gold piece or a $20 gold piece, all sorts of cool options and choices. And like we've talked about before, if you're looking for jewelry, you don't have to worry about getting one piece of jewelry and staying within your budget. You're going to be able to get two, three, possibly even four pieces of jewelry all within that same budget number.
All right, tell us how to come find you and make that happen online and in the real world and that radio show.
Right here in Midtown Mobile at 2204 Government Street, online at mobilebaycoins.com. You can check us out on Instagram or on Facebook. And if you want to listen to me and Ron talking about gold and silver, coins, jewelry, you name it, every Tuesday night on FM Talk 106.5 from 6 to 7 p.m. with two guys and some change. And you can also check that out as a podcast.
Love it, Angelo. We'll see y'all soon.
Sounds good, my friend.
There he is, Angelo, checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And good to see this man in person. By the way, if those are too loud for you, Joe, I'll turn them down because, you know, people in the radio business have diminished hearing. We'll say it that way. Joe Savage, Rose of Hope, good to see you.
Good to be here in studio today, for the first time ever.
Yeah, I'll be talking to you from, I mean, sometimes I'm talking to you from Poland or Moldova or, you know, here back across the bay, but got you in studio. Let's talk about this. If somebody has not heard us talk before, Roads of Hope, what do y'all do? If somebody, you know, the elevator conversation, Joe, what do you do?
Well, we started in 2014 helping orphan girls, preventing them from being sex trafficked out of Eastern Europe, primarily Moldova and Ukraine. And so they target orphan kids. And so we...
This is the Russian mob,
for the most part. And so what we do is we take them and put them into a... We keep it from happening. We get them before the bad guys do. And so we have children's homes, and we get the orphan children, which 3 out of 5 of the orphan girls will be trafficked. We put them in these houses. Well, then, so we were working in Ukraine and Moldova, and then in February when the evil one himself, Putin, decides to fire upon all of Ukraine, people began to pour into Moldova. We had friends, of course, and kids that we knew that was in Ukraine. Began to pour into Moldova. So that whole region became just chaos. And we were right there, one of the first ones.
Front lines.
Front lines, helping refugees, getting them out, transporting them. You know, some of the greatest stories one day we'll talk about was, you know, getting people out of Russian military areas, you know, who were scared, out of food, out of money, with Russian troops surrounding them, and through a modern-day underground network to be able to navigate these people out of those regions and get them to safety. And that's real life stuff. I'm so proud to be a part of it and so honored to be a part of it and get to just see these incredible true miracle stories take place.
It's something that your wisdom, and by the way, Joe, I mean, he's a savage, mobile boy, right? Picture him halfway across the world doing this and been doing it for all these years. Then it intensifies even more, you know, with the war going on there. And your wisdom of knowing how things work there. And that's one of been the fascinating things talking to you through this whole process, have the time you spent in the Soviet Union or Russia and Ukraine and Moldova, how things work has given me a better perspective. But your wisdom as the mobile boy helped save people. Your wisdom in that area.
I don't know about wisdom. I pray for wisdom every day.
The situational
Bible tells
knowledge.
Us to pray for wisdom when we lack in it. Well, yeah. I lack in it. And so I do think that experience, I mean, I was over there as a 19-year-old in the Soviet Union playing baseball, and that led to me, after the fall of communism, 23 years old, leading my first mission team, me being the leader. It was kind of crazy, into Ceaușescu, Romania, and that just led to years of understanding the culture, understanding the corruption, understanding how it works. Certainly, I wouldn't call myself an expert compared to most in our federal government. I would be a genius.
Right, that's something we've talked about. You pointed that out over time. You're like, they're doing this thing, Sean, the U.S. federal government response here, but they should be doing this other thing. You have real-world experience.
Yeah, and from the very beginning, I mean, even in the past, the trafficking and the deception, I mean, within Ukraine, I mean, today's show is not about Hunter Biden, but, I mean, I knew that down the that's just street talk in Ukraine, and you know, to sit with politicians there that were so pro-Clinton, but was saying that they were the conservative ones at dinner tables with the parliament of Ukraine. I mean, that literally happened with me, and sitting right there at a restaurant in Kyiv, and had a big argument. And I let it go because I'm like, this is senseless. I mean, I'm beating my head against a wall right now. But what it comes down to is to understand that. And Sean, with this, it's been interesting, and I hope this I'll say this the right way, in that for several years now, we've navigated the Russian mafia to try to protect these boys and girls that are without parents, you know, who's already come from a really difficult background, to get them to a safe place, put them in a family environment, love them, teach them what love even is, give them nutrition, right? So we've got these homes across Moldova that we've done, plus kids that have been adopted over here from Ukraine.
There's kids living in our area right here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so to take that scenario, and now when Russian military begins to attack, I can't say we're taking on the Russian military, but we're doing the same tactics of helping people get away from the Russian military that we've done all this time, helping them get away from the Russian mafia. And so
it's
like God has given us the experience, great people that we've built trust on with over the years. You know, because it's a highly corrupt place. And if you don't know who you're working with and they prove themselves out over time, then you're going to get burnt. That's how come I think so few American organizations make it over there, and why I think so many American politicians get deceived and end up dancing with the devil sometimes.
How much grift, I mean, you don't have, but how much grift is happening out of any dollar that goes to Ukraine? And, you know, I don't have to say this. I take my arrows for it. I'm a supporter of the Ukrainians defending their sovereignty. I'm a child of the 80s. I'm against Russia pretty much in every situation. But let's be honest here. How much of, you know, our tax dollars going there are not going to exactly what we think they are?
Who knows? I have no idea. I just know
there's some percentage.
I mean, obviously, I'm pro-Ukrainian, and I feel like we've committed. We got to win the war. And we as the planet. Right, I mean, this Putin's got to be dealt with in a horrific way. I mean, a very real way. And but I think you can't take a corrupt country led by corrupt leaders. I mean, back before the war began, for instance, I was told directly multiple times that 90% of those elected officials in Ukraine got their money illegally.
90%.
Oh, when I went to a meeting, and I've been to several of them, but one meeting where a lot of people came together there in the capital city, and they had me at the hotel where a lot of these people, when we come pulling in there, it's the first time I'd ever gone. I didn't realize they just came out. They were already in a war with Russia. And overthrow the government. I come in, I'm the only American. I'm looking around thinking, what do I not know? And then I realized it. But you come pulling down the main road, it's nothing but black Mercedes, Land Rover, Beamer, one after another. Nothing wrong with those cars if you have it. If you get
the money to buy them
legally,
yes,
right.
We should all achieve, yes.
But when they're all driving these kind of vehicles and the corruption, and it's just, it was ingrained from the Russian past. You know, these young people want the socialistic style of government and equality and all this kind of stuff. Are they absolutely, I'm just going to say it, is that not ignorant? Mm-hmm. Get on the plane and go with me, and I'll show you. It doesn't matter how beautiful the package might be. It comes down to the corrupt people that's on the inside running the place. So the this socialistic mentality, the people end up in charge who are the ones that's running it all and getting richer, while everybody else, to the suppression of everyone else and the loss of freedom for everyone else. So I absolutely will fight toe-to-toe and give my life for the freedom of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how come I think the Ukrainians who are fighting for their own individual freedom. If you remember, Sean, you said, are they going to really fight here? And I said, they will die in the streets with sticks.
Yeah, you said that.
Because they want freedom so badly. But the leadership, I'm not saying Zelensky necessarily, but by and large, you're dealing with corrupt people. And you start floating hundreds of millions of dollars over there without any sense of accountability. There's no way on the planet these people aren't pocketing that. And they're experts at it. They've got decades of doing it. They know how to do it. And the foolish U.S. government continues to just do it without accountability. I say do it, but do it with accountability and not just taking someone's word. I think we could remember a lesson from Ronald Reagan when the walls came down and he was dealing with Gorbachev. And he said, remember this? He said, trust,
but verify. Yeah.
We're trusting and giving without verifying. And that's just foolish. And I don't like it. I mean, I don't make a whole lot of money, so my tax base isn't a whole lot. But what I do give, it's not right. I don't like it. And when I have kids over there right now freezing with all this supposedly hundreds of millions of dollars going to help for the winter heat, and I've got people all over the countries, especially Moldova, literally today in 30-degree weather, 24 tonight, I think it is, and they're sitting there in the cold because there's no heat available because they can't get it.
But we're sending this money.
Well, the money's not. Where's the money? That's what I'm on kind of a. I don't know if I want to take it on. In some ways, I kind of want to because somebody needs to.
Well, here's what I want to do because we have about 4 minutes left here. And so I want to talk about this. How folks can help here at home. Any time of year we talk about this, but obviously with it being the Christmas season as well, Roads of Hope, this is a local, even though y'all are doing work halfway world away, this is local.
Oh,
folks.
It's been awesome. It's been so good. People's been so generous here. And your show, the listeners on your show, has been phenomenal.
They're great folks.
But what we've got is you got protests in the streets of Moldova right now. Okay. You got gas supply, which is only from Russia, has been half of it's been cut off. Electricity, every time they hit the electric grid in Ukraine, it cuts the power out in Moldova.
Across the line,
because they're dependent on that. They're trying to freeze people into submission is what's happening. Inflation's at 34%. So what we're doing is we've increased now. I've got 36 children's homes that we've identified that where the children are freezing. We're buying them generators, and we're buying them coal. Get this, 208,000 pounds of coal that we're trying to buy this winter because we've got to keep these children warm. And if the government's not going to do it, though it's their responsibility, then by God, God's people can do it and good people can do it and step in because we can't let an orphan sit there and freeze to death. The other thing is they don't have winter shoes, so we're trying to get them winter shoes. That's $50 a piece, for instance, to buy a pair of shoes by the time we send the money. And if somebody gives today, on Monday, we're sending the big check over to buy the next round of stuff.
I watch y'all do it. I mean, y'all, this is the most direct thing of your outpouring of love for fellow human beings and watching it put into place. And Roads of Hope, that's what y'all do. So tell folks, before we wrap up, how they can go online or send it. How do they go
to roadsofhope.org if they want to see specifically kind of this winter campaign we're doing right now. Because we're also trying to get Christmas gifts for the orphans. I think it would be awesome if we can do it. I'm going over early January and be handing those out myself. But roadsofhope.org/Christmas will show all the winter needs and those kind of things. And we have 100 kids in Poland we're trying to get Christmas
for. Okay, we got
the
sheet here for
but
it.
But we also got, like, they didn't have enough winter clothes, and they're sitting in Poland, but they're Ukrainian children. And so I just posted, we sent them their clothes, or sent them the money, they got their clothes. We're doing it as rapidly as possible, and so great. RoadsOfHope.org, and we're on, of course, all the social media outlets, too.
All right, so we'll share this information and get you back on to talk with me before Christmas. All right, good stuff. Coming right back, joined by Eaton Bernard from Taylor Martino Rowan, right here on Midday Mobile.